Run to Your Father by James Smith. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in Heaven, Matthew 6:9. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. 1 John 3:1. Beloved, we have a Heavenly Father. He has adopted us into His family. He not only wears a Father's name, but He has a Father's heart. He loves every believer with a Father's love. He watches over each of His children with a Father's care. Yes, we have a Father, and He is always near us. His heart is ever disposed to do us good. He will not withdraw His eye from us. He bids us to cast every care upon Him, to expect every blessing from Him, and to carry everything that troubles us to Him. Does Providence frown on us, perplex and trouble us? Let us not fret, complain, or forebode, but go and tell Father. Does Satan tempt, suggest evil thoughts, or endeavor to mislead us? Let us not parley with him, be alarmed at him, or yield to him, but go at once and tell Father. Everything, whether painful or pleasant, should lead us to our Father in heaven. He loves to listen to our broken prayers. He loves to sympathize with us. He never chides us for coming too often or refuses to listen to us. Happy child who has such a Father. And wise is that child who carries everything to his Father, who tells him all, keeping nothing from him. When we carry our cares and our troubles to him, he says, "Leave them with me. I will manage them. I will settle them." Christian, run to your Father from every foe and from every danger. Tell your Father everything that vexes, grieves, or troubles you. Trust your Father to manage all your affairs. Honor your Father by consulting him on all matters, by confiding to him all your secrets, and by making his written word your daily rule on all points. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. With childlike simplicity, filial confidence, and honest hearts, they go and tell their Father.